Hello and welcome back. This is Carrie by Cutica Health with your host, Daman. Today we're looking at the topic, memory loss in young adults, causes and solutions. Memory loss in young adults. Now, memory slips can occur in young adults just as in older adults. But what changes is the explanation younger adults give for it. So older adults are usually worried about their brain health and an eventual decline in memory. But younger adults are rarely concerned with this. Many times forgetfulness is seen as inconsequential, but in some cases it might be worrisome. So if you feel like you are always forgetting important information, I'll share with you some potential causes and what you can do about it. Number one, depression. Research has shown that depression is the strongest risk factor for memory loss across all age groups. Depression is a psychological disorder characterized by intense feelings of sadness and hopelessness, loss of pleasure in previously pleasurable events, and suicidal ideation. Depression also results in forgetfulness, difficulty concentrating, and a clinical state known as pseudo-dementia. Now, pseudo-dementia is a clinical state where a person with depression has symptoms similar to dementia. Some of these symptoms include slurred speech, forgetting people and things, and delayed response to external stimuli. So you might be asking, what is the solution then? Memory problems will be resolved when depression is treated. Number two cause, poor sleep. Sleep is essential for the brain's optimal functioning. Now, getting less than the required amount of sleep can affect your memory. This is because sleep deprivation leads to difficulty concentrating, mood swings, blurry vision, and headaches. It's hard to remember information if you cannot concentrate on it or if you have a pounding headache. When you are sleep deprived, the only thing on your mind is sleep and everything else will fade into the background. So what's the solution? Get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep each night to ensure that you are well rested. Number three cause, certain medications. Your memory can be affected by certain prescription medications. These drugs can cause memory problems in both young and old people. If you're taking any of these medications, it might be the reason for your memory loss. What's the solution? If you notice that your medication is affecting your memory, ask your doctor to give you an alternative. Moving on to the number four cause, stress and anxiety. Intense stress and anxiety cause memory problems in the same way sleep does. They prevent you from concentrating on necessary information and locking this information into your long-term memory. Information in short-term memory is quickly lost if not properly stored. Additionally, stress and anxiety can affect your attention and interfere with the formation of new memories and the retrieval of stored memories. So what's the solution? For stress, try to take breaks and use stress management tips in your daily life. Avoid multitasking, delegate tasks often, and ask for help when needed. And for anxiety, you might need to seek professional help. Your doctor might recommend therapy, medication, or coping skills and techniques. In conclusion, many people ignore memory problems in their youth because they think only older adults can experience memory loss. Now, memory problems in young adults can be caused by several factors, such as sleep, depression, and anxiety, but they can be resolved by managing the underlying cause. In addition to the tips I shared with you today, a healthy diet, regular exercise, and brain exercises will be helpful in maintaining your memory. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.